Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewives of Kitchen Island. New episode coming soon. I'm proud to announce it's on YouTube. Go check it out. And I'm also a new co-host of the board game podcast, Game Brain. So check that one out too if you like board games or are interested in getting into board games. And of course, if you love The Bachelor, there's no better place to turn than Rose Pricks. And that's co-hosted by my wonderful co-host right here, Ronnie Karam. Hey, Ronnie, what's going on?
We just did a couple of cast preview episodes for this new singing show coming out called Listen to Your Heart. Go check those out on Rose Pricks, okay? Like, subscribe, sign up, okay?
I saw a commercial for that show, and I was like, what is this? I don't even understand. This looks crazy. Crazy. You guys are going to have fun with that one, that's for sure.
It's like American Idol, but with whores.
Okay. Whore American Idol. Which is, by the way, not that different from the original American Idol.
Yeah, I guess not, huh?
Anyway, guys, welcome to our Summer House episode. We're so excited to recap it. I'm like riding that Summer House high because I just love this show. And this episode was hilarious and crazy. Before we get to that, in case you missed it, tonight is the Real Housewives of New York premiere. And to celebrate it, we are doing our sort of like new version of a live show in these crazy times. We are going to be hopping onto IG Live at 7:30 Eastern. And we will be hanging out for about 25 minutes. And then at 8 p.m., did I say Eastern? I meant Western, Pacific time, 7:30 Pacific time. And then at 8 p.m. Pacific time, we are going to be live streaming the show. You go get it over at Patreon. It's on our Crappens on Demand level. So we're going to be live streaming it, our recap of the show, I should say. We're going to have so much fun with that. We did that with New Jersey a few weeks ago and just had a blast. And this is sort of in honor of the live shows that we were supposed to do this weekend in Orlando and Charleston. We're sort of bummed that we were not able to go. But it's more important for us to stay safe and sound. So come join us. Please come join us at patreon.com/watchforcrappens for our live recap of Real Housewives of New York tonight. And also, by the way, Ronnie made these amazing Isolate t-shirts that are like a parody of Gather, except they say Isolate, and go get them. People are already starting to receive them and sending in pictures, and they look great, and they're hilarious, too. And
thanks for sending us those pictures.
Yeah, everyone. So that's at crappensmerch.com. Or just go to Watch What Crappens. Anything you ever need from us, just go to watchwhatcrappens.com, and all the links are there. That's our hub. Our hub house! Hey, hub house. I don't know what just came over me. I just did a one-man show there with Lindsay and Carl. So, speaking of which, is there anything else we have to announce before we dive into Summer House?
Well, we have a very special bonus Patreon course stuff going on. We are doing the entire season of Tiger King. The first one is free. You can listen to that on the main feed. But for all the rest of them, we're doing both video and audio. So if you want Crappens on Demand videos of the final six episodes of that, those are all going to be on Crappens Demand. And we're releasing we've released one and two so far. Well, one's not a video, but we've released those so far. And then next week, we're doing every day will be a new episode of Tiger King up on Patreon. So go sign up over there. And when you sign up at the Crappens on Demand level, you will also be signed up to get all these live streams that we do and all the video archives, which is over 100 shows. So just go sign up, okay?
Yeah.
Just do it.
It'd be super fun. So
So that's our begging out of the way. And now on to Summer House.
Summer House.
Shower how we do. Shower how we do.
It was male Trixie. It was weird. It was like Paul took the mic. It's like, Paul, I'm gonna take five outside, don't touch the mic, okay? I gotta record something next. And Paul's like, alright, I'll show her something about recording something. Hit it, boys. Oh, wow, show how we do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I catch you while you were vaping? Sorry.
No, I thought you were going to say something. I'm trying to be respectful in my marriage, so.
No, I decided I did not want to sing the full lyric, which was, show them how we do, oh, wow. Show them how we do, wow. I was like, I'm just going to do one, show them how we do, because you already did two. We don't need to go for a fourth one.
So we're in New York City, because it's business, envelopes, where everybody's doing things like hailing cabs or walking with manila envelopes on the streets of New York.
Yeah, and now that Kyle last week learned that all he has to do to fix his relationship is actually be empathetic and loving, things are great with Kyle and Amanda, and they're sitting together looking at some sort of graphic thing on like Photoshop or Print Shop or something for Loverboy.
That's not the only reason. It's not because he was empathetic. It's because she actually did some work. So yeah. That's basically what... You know what? Next time I'm having problems with somebody, I'm going to force them to design a website for me, and it's going to fix everything.
Yeah, that was... It could help a lot. So then it's like Wednesday, and we see Lindsay doing a selfie. It's like a selfie video. She's like, I'm going off to one of my best friends, Bachelorette's in Tulum. Can't wait.
Wow.
She will go far for the taco contract.
Just because this is Bravo and we have a long-standing tradition, we're sorry, Mexico.
Okay? Yeah.
We have to apologize to any country that Bravo casts go to. So this was only Lindsay, but Lindsay is like a whole cast of her own. You know?
She really
so,
is.
Sorry, Mexico.
She counts as eight people. Like even like cartels are like, we're going to stay inside this weekend. So... El Guapo.
I tried to behead that woman, but she just wouldn't stop talking.
Her neck is actually very difficult to sever. Broke three axes. Excuse me, it's my head. So then, then it's...
She just keeps talking. You behead Lindsay, and she just keeps talking. Her head, she's that head on the tray that just never stops.
She's like, great news, guys. I got the El Guapo contract. They're like, wait, you're representing El Guapo? Yeah! Great party next weekend!
Drugs have never been more popular. don't forget to do the stroller pose.
And we're going to do a three-way crossover with Julon and also Julon, Pizza Beach, and El Guapo.
Coke Beach. Okay, so then we go over to Carl and Luke, who are now bros, bro.
Yeah.
And you know, because they're playing basketball together, which is something that bros do. Yeah. And Luke's like, hey, what's up, brother? And he's like, bro!
Yeah, you want to play a game of horse? Yeah, you want to do horse? Let's horse up. Yeah, y'all horse it up. Yep.
Mm. And yeah, they play horse.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun.
It was worth it for that moment when Carl had to yell out, H-O, H-O. I'm like, finally, he learned how to spell his name.
Yeah. He's like writing his LinkedIn job description.
H-O, H-O, gents.
Yeah, so Luke is asking Carl about how things are going with Sarah and everything, and he's like, yeah, it's going pretty well. Oh, H-O-R-S. Yeah, that's almost hors d'oeuvres. Yeah.
Well, did you take her on a date, bro?
He's like, no, not this week. We went out last week, but not this week. Like, yeah. Carl has fulfilled his yearly duties of dates, okay? He took Salad up to a balcony that wasn't his, or a roof, and then he took Sarah on one date that she left him on. So.
Yeah.
There you go.
He's done all his gentlemen.
Gee, I wonder why Sarah's upset with you, Carl. Weird.
And he goes, thankfully, things with Sarah are really, really good. I mean, I know there's been some drama.
And then we see a flashback of all the drama that Carl has caused around Sarah by, like, inviting her, like, right after he broke up with Lindsay, asking her out in front of Lindsay, just all the drama. But he always makes it sound like it's just this stuff that's happening to him that just, you know, he just wants... He's just unlucky in love, you know?
Yeah, he's a perpetual victim.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, but luckily things are back on track, and I'm really excited to see her this weekend, which I will definitely do.
Luke's like, oh, how convenient. Lindsay's gone, so this is the weekend, huh?
And he's like, well, I was trying to think of Lindsay, because, you know, it was Carlito 8.2, so it's great. The email's still a little wonky, but the rest of this edition's going great so far, gents.
Yeah. So then it's at night, and we go over to Paige's apartment, which appears to be a studio, which I only mentioned because everyone was crammed in with the cameraman, like right in there, like around this little table, wedged up against her bed. I was like, this is why I'm so glad I don't live in New York.
I know, that's so New York. Oh my God, living in those little tiny places.
Yeah.
One of my old roommates, I had 90 million, but one of them has a little place like that, and they've built a bunk bed thing with, you know, like those loft beds with, you know, everything else is under the bed. Like, this is the best design of, this is like a mansion in New York. I'm like, you have two stories. This is amazing. I noticed that Paige has really good editing on this show. They really like Paige on this show.
They do.
Because they were doing their best to make that apartment look not like a Payless shoebox with, you know, they were really making an effort to show the best parts of that apartment, where I feel like everyone else are like, haha, look at the shitty little apartment.
Yeah. And it's like,
where's Carl's apartment? That's my question.
Yeah, where is Carl's apartment? Like, where is that box? Like, the little literal cardboard box. You know, it's kind of funny because Paige's apartment does look so cramped, but then she still takes time to put, like, tiny little shelves on the wall that hold all her sunglasses. She's like, space is at a premium, so sunglasses are the priority.
Yeah, it's typical, of course, that Paige's entire apartment is a closet. Like, it's all, a whole wall of closet doors, and then her clothes on a rack. And the rest of it.
Seriously. So she's like putting out a little spread, and Hannah's like, olives? And Paige is like, that's all you're eating. Enjoy it.
I was spray tan last night. I'm the tannest person in America. So then the girls start coming over, and Jules, of course... I just write Paige comes. Then I know it's Jules from memory, but my notes call her Paige because that's how successful her bunny boiling has been. So Jules comes in. She's like, yes, how are you?
Your apartment is so cute. Can you show me the rest of it? This is all that there is. Have an olive.
So then Amanda comes over and she's like, I just twisted the key back and forth because it's been so long since I've been here, Kyle.
I tried to bring guacamole, but it doesn't fit in the apartment, so I just left it on the hallway.
So they start talking about their week, and Hannah's like, I only have a Luke Sunday. Yeah. And Paige is like, how did that weekend of finding out that he had a girl that he's seeing catapult you into hanging out? What the hell?
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, well, you know, I'm kind of ratchet, and this whole half-girlfriend thing was weird, but I am psychotic when it comes to competition, and I sense a little competition with Yelena, and part of me is like, I need to win at all costs, so Yelena, you're going down. I'm like, that's not a good reason to go after a guy, because you just want to beat another woman. I'm like, are the priorities straight here?
Sounds good to me. Hey, makes it more exciting.
Well, yeah.
So Hannah's like, he texted me and he was like, you know, I don't want to like you, but I do like you. It's like, nothing to show a girl you like him, like dating somebody else after you've already been flirting with them for a month. That's so romantic.
He's probably just workshopping lyrics to his next, like, guitar single. I don't want to like you, but I do, Coyote.
Yeah, coyotes are sleeping in the wild.
Anna's like, wow, he really does like me. Oh, sorry, Hannah, that was just a lyric to my upcoming LP called Coyote in the Wild.
Yeah, Luke needs to drop the music. Okay, Luke, you're hot, you seem semi-nice, but please stop. You're making Joe from Tiger King sound like fucking... I don't know, the guy who wrote the song about trucks and Jesus.
Yeah.
Like every country singer
ever. I was like, I'm like, yeah. Did I actually Brooks and Dunn. Toby Keith.
Let's say Toby Keith.
Hank Azaria. Williams. Hank Williams Jr. Jimmy Buff. I'm trying to go Travis Tritt. Garth Brooks.
Travis Tritt. Wasn't he married to Julia Roberts?
That was Lyle Lovett.
Oh, God. All these Okay, the point is, they're talking about boys. And so Paige is like, you're getting roped in.
Yeah.
Oh, God, of course they have to have a rodeo phrase while we're trying to get out of our country music mode. Okay, let's go back to talking about Travis Tritt.
You're getting roped in, just sort of like when I saw a Louis Vuitton bag, and it turned out it was just a backpack from H&M, and it was only $20, and I bought it. So like and subscribe below. Thanks.
It's like, I don't know if I need to make a sign that says he's a fuckboy, but I'm watching you, Luke. I'm watching you.
I'm watching you specifically through these glasses I got for $15 at Ross. It's cheap.
Talk to you next time, guys.
thanks for watching, guys. Subscribe and like below. Like, Paige, we're right here.
So Hannah's like, love it. Like, that's the attention I wanted all weekend. Ratchet!
So then Amanda's like, oh my God, I love these cookies. So Jules, have you talked to Jordan?
Yeah, and Jules is like, yeah, everything is great. God, it's so great to talk to my friends who are really my friends. So Jordan texted me and he apologized and he said he just had wished it had been like a cool and calm conversation instead of what it was.
He did not say that to you on Sunday. No.
Okay, so let's witness the girls all starting this shit to begin with. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's witness this, because it's going to become a very important piece of evidence later when we're calling these people evil.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Okay. Thank you for setting that up. So basically, Jordan sent Paige and Hannah a text that essentially said, it's Jewel or me, pick your side. And so they tell Jules that. And then Jules is like, I will make him regret the day he came to the house. I'm so mad. I'm speaking like this right now.
Yeah.
I'm putting periods in my sentences. Yeah.
gotta jump in.
So we're driving to the Hamptons now.
Yes.
And
it's Kyle's birthday weekend.
Hannah's like, whose birthday is this? We're having a birthday celebrating. And Paige's like, some old guy has been coming to the house every week.
I feel like there have been so many birthdays on Bravo. It's just been one after the next. I need a non-celebratory weekend for like with Vanderpump Rules and Summer House, because it's been wedding for 3 weeks, and then it was wedding for 3 weeks, and then it was Sandoval's birthday, and then it was Jax's birthday, and even before the wedding, it was Stassi's birthday, sort of, which is also sort of Ariana's birthday. Like, now it's Kyle's birthday. I just stop.
Only on TV are birthdays even like this. I mean, my birthday is not like... On my birthday, my friends call me and they're like, Ronnie, you have to leave the house today. It's your birthday. I'm like, no, fuck you! And like, Ronnie, drop the pizza box and come outside.
No, fuck you!
Ronnie, get out or we're coming in. And then that scares me enough to actually go outside. And then I go sit somewhere miserably for an hour like, you fuckers, make it... And then I go home.
I don't even know what I did for my birthday this year. I just know I didn't... I think I did like nothing. Nothing. I think I did literally nothing. I definitely did not have a toga party in the Hamptons.
I think you had a friend dinner this year or something.
Did I? I just don't remember.
You see, that's life. That's real life. Okay. That's why there's no Bravo shows about us. Okay.
Yeah.
That's our birthday. I'm like, you know what I'm doing? Farting loudly. Okay. I'm giving myself the freedom at this age to be like, I'm farting loudly. That's it.
That's,
and Bueller runs out of the room, and that's it, okay? Where's my special episode of Vanderpump Rules?
So anyway, so they get to the house. Yeah, they get to the house.
There's tons of boxes from Amazon, and it really, you know, I don't know what's happening to me. Maybe it's my age, speaking of getting older, but I'm like, this is just too much pollution.
Yeah.
Like, all these Amazon, you need to change the way that you're packaging shit up, because this is ridiculous. It's like a box within a box within a box. It's like a Russian doll every time you get something from fucking Amazon. How many trees died just for this shipment of shitty birthday gifts or birthday decorations for Kyle's party?
I mean, that's what's so fun about it, is like opening up the box until you finally get something in the middle, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it is a lot, and I still don't understand why they have so many Amazon boxes. Maybe that's their groceries for the week or something. Like, it just does not make sense to me. And in this case, they have found every sort of version of a beer bong. They got something called a Bongzilla, which is basically just a tall beer bong with multiple tubes in it or something. It's very intense, because Kyle really, really wants a college fraternity party, and this is like really, he's deeply into this theme more than I think we even realize at this point in the show. I thought it'd be like, oh, funny, haha, but he's like really militant about it.
well, how is every other party different? It's like the same party over and over. You're just calling this one a college party.
Yeah, exactly. That I agree. That's why, yeah, later on when he's like, this looks like the Hamptons house. I'm like, exactly, a frat house. So, yeah, so they're all there and everything. And Hannah's like, it's weird to not have Lindsay here. And then they just, like, cut to this random shot of Lindsay just jumping into, like, a pond. Like, Carlito! Psh!
Coke Beach!
Guapolito!
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Soccarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Don't return to sender, it's Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Let's run some errands with Emily Arin. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nikki Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ava Nagila Weber.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
The Bay Area betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
I take the fifth with Dana Smith.
Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Incredible edible Matthew sisters. And she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
We love you guys.
So Paige goes, do you miss her? And Hannah goes, miss is a strong word. Also, Jordan's coming, and Jules is like rolling her eyes, and we get that. And yes. Then Jules is like, no offense, but who invited Jordan back this weekend? And it was Hannah, of course.
It's like, I did. She's like so excited. So Luke and Jordan show up, and Jules is like, fucking A, I was just about to tell the story about my grandfather in Chile and Cincinnati, but I guess I'll postpone that to next weekend.
Mm-hmm. So Jordan and I'm just like scrolling through these.
Notes. I can tell.
Like, don't need to say that. Don't need to say that. Why did I write that?
Don't worry. I wrote down every single second of this episode.
Oh my God. So Jordan comes in and he's like, oh, hello, like hugging everybody.
Yes.
And then everybody's like nervous about it. And so they show shots of everybody just playing with their hair. It's so funny. It's like Jules starts pulling on her hair, like that nervous. And then Hannah starts pulling on her hair because she's nervous because she invited Jordan. And then Jordan starts scratching the back of his hair. this is like millennial worry. Okay, lots of pulling at hair.
Well,
when
I'm
you're old and
him.
You lose your hair, you realize to stop doing that.
Yeah,
listen to your auntie Ronnie. Stop it right now if you want to keep that hair.
Yeah, keep it. Don't touch it. Just let it be. Yeah. So we find out that Carl and Kyle are not there right now because they're at a Loverboy tasting, which sounds awful. And then Amanda is still. She tells us that she's still on the fence about leaving her full-time job for Loverboy. And I say, you know what, Amanda? I say, ditch that job that has security and has you on perhaps a path with that company and join a startup that surely won't face any setbacks. Surely the economy will be great for the foreseeable future. So, I think a great call. Go join Loverboy full-time.
Well, I've got to hand it to Loverboy. They're working it. Even in all of this, Kyle announced today, like anyone who can get their product in a store or a restaurant or whatever, if anybody has contacts to get it in there, they'll become a Loverboy ambassador, which is basically getting people to do your job for free. But
multi-level
it's
marketing.
Nice to see somebody hustling on Bravo, you know? You
That's true.
Boy, at least he works.
I mean, I think that Kyle is a hustler. I mean, I think Kyle is not like a Jax, you know? He he like legitimately works, you know, which is why he also gets shit faced on the weekends, because he's like from the work hard, play hard camp. I just am like, I just, for some reason, it really bothers me that he's pressuring Amanda to join Loverboy when it is like the source of all their problems. It just drives me nuts. But either way.
Yeah. I look at him as the source of all their problems. Well, so I guess that's the difference. I mean, she's already joined Kyle. So joining Loverboy, at least she gets a paycheck.
Yeah. Well, we do get a quick glimpse of the Loverboy tasting. And we see Kyle's like, so ladies, what do you think? And it's like a bunch of meemaws. And this lady's like, oh, I love mine. And Carl's like, oh, that's what we like to hear. That's what we like to hear. You look great, by the way. You look great, by the way.
Yeah, you look great. And you're the old litmus test, literally, because you're old. So that was great.
Yeah,
Lubies. Hey, we got a Lubies contract.
Hey, you want to come to the summer house this weekend? Oh, you got a lot going on? Oh, okay. All right, cool.
So then Amanda's like, we're going to make letters. And Luke's like, hey, Hannah, you got to spell love and put it on my door.
I was wondering what he said. I rewound it three times, and then I was like, you know what? I feel like whatever it is probably not going to be that great of a joke.
No, yeah. This was no Lethal Weapon.
No. I don't even understand what that means, but I'm going to say I agree. It is not a Lethal Weapon.
Sorry, that's my litmus test for, like, wacky, hilarious buddy comedy jokes.
Well, either way, Luke's
I'm basically losing my mind. Okay, it's the end of our week. Say, get off my ass.
I don't even love know what it. I'm talking about when you lose your mind, it makes me so happy. Like the fact that you just threw in a Lethal Weapon joke in the middle of that, like I was like, okay.
I don't even know what I'm talking about, but I'm out.
I'm gonna bring it to Seal Awards somehow now. Now I feel like that now the challenge is on just to like make all sorts of strange references. So Luke tells us he's like doing that like nice guy thing in the confession. It's like, you know, I'm still seeing Yelena, but at the same time, I also just want to have fun. And as a white man, that's my privilege. So therefore, I'm going to lead Hannah on too.
He's like, whoops, just tripped over a CEO ship.
Hey, great news, guys. Because I know how to play hockey, I've actually just been given a six-figure job. I just have to rearrange Triscuits somewhere.
Yeah, guess what? I'm running Alphabet, and all I have to do is make some rings. So that's great.
So Swoozy Kurtz called me up and said, hey, can you teach my kid hockey? And she's paying me about, you know, $35,000 a session. It's great.
Wow, I have a Swoozy Kurtz story. So... basically, I had my penis in Swoozy Kurtz's ear, and Dana Delaney came by and said, hey, that's my Triscuit. You don't risk my Triscuit, bitch. And then they started fighting, and then I came all over the windowsill.
And guess who came to clean up the window? Patricia Wettig. I couldn't even believe it. The three of us had a lot of fun that night.
So the producer is like, Luke, are you comfortable juggling two girls? And he's like, I'm not juggling, right? I just want to see who I like more and if I'm ready for a relationship.
Guess what? I'm not ready for relationships, so I'll just sleep with both of you guys while I tend to my broken heart. Isn't that sad? Someone kiss me.
Someone kiss me while I try and finish my coyote song in my head.
Right? So then Amanda's making a cake. This is like... I mean, this is some sort of, like, Tower of Babel cake, because she's like, Kyle, I need to make one more layer. And Jules looks at it and goes, one more? And she's like, what is this crazy house of horrors that has cakes that are more than two tiers? What is happening here? Why are there 17 tiers on this cake for Kyle?
Well, we have a little batter left. I love that, like, a Summer House cast member is, like, complaining about waste. I'm like, I don't want to waste. Like, you just killed 90 trees to get beer bongs. Okay?
To be fair, it wasn't batter. It was just guacamole. It was a guacamole layer.
You can make a cake with a guacamole. I made blondies the other day with chickpeas because I didn't have flour. So what do you
Why
think
are
of
you
that?
Yelling? Why are you yelling right now? Don't come at me, okay? Just making a joke. You're like, I you would make a cake with guacamole, okay? It's not okay, you know what? You can use chickpea flour, okay? Bro.
Don't tell me.
Oh, I know why you're triggered.
Isn't working.
I have just realized why you're triggered. Because Shep and Austin were on this episode.
Seriously, though.
I mean, I can't.
We'll get to that.
So with those guys.
Paige is seriously concerned that Luke is going to be inviting Yelena to the party because she's used to the guys in the house being total assholes and pulling that sort of shit. So she's very, very nervous.
Paige is so fucking messy. She's like, I'm anxious to know. Like, she wanted it. I can't believe Paige didn't pull out. And this is why she'll never be a real housewife, because she didn't invite her. You know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So Giggle Squad is on the case. But then Jules is getting annoyed, meanwhile, at Jordan, because he's acting like everything is normal. But then at the same time, he's been texting the girls behind her back, saying things like, you know, it's her side or my side, whatever, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So there's already, like, a layer of tension. And when things are really tense, you know what fixes everything? Danielle! Woo! I'm here!
You guys think you're tense? I almost missed the 2:00.
Had to make 3 transfers in Manhasset and Red Hook. I don't know why I went to Red Hook, but I went that way, and then I went back to Manhasset, and then here I am, here at the Summer House. Everyone's like, here's a mop.
Yeah. Hey, you guys want a real fight? All right. It's between this pie chart and me. All right. Choose your sides.
And Jules is like, oh my God, we're twinning. I've never felt so connected to this house as of right now. I haven't twinned in about 3 weeks, so this feels great.
So clips of Jordan. Jules is like, this is literally bizarre. And then we see clips of Jordan saying like, oh, I take you home to my mother. And then last weekend when he woke up and he's like, I love you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're filling Danielle in on all the drama and everything, and they're just like loving it. They're so excited to tell her. I think that's why they like greeted her so excitedly. They're like, yes, someone to tell all the gossip to. So then Danielle's like, oh my God, is he coming this weekend? And then all the girls go, he's outside.
So she goes outside immediately, of course, and he's like, hey, Danielle, you missed a lot last weekend. I don't want to tell you the whole story, but it rhymes with Swoozy, right?
Listen, you missed a lot last weekend, and I'm not giving any details, but I'll give you 3 words. Plunger, Brett Butler.
Windowsill.
So Danielle's like, I heard everyone's talking about it. I've been hearing some tidbits here and there. Like, Jules is like, you're not on the outs, but then she mentioned that you asked someone to pick sides. And Jordan's like,
Hannah, could you come here for a second so I can have a discussion with you? Why did you or Paige tell Jules that I'm asking you to pick sides? Now, I know that it's you or Paige because you were the ones that I told to pick sides, which I'm going to deny later. So.
Yeah, why did you do that? This is a very important question coming from the number one most eligible bachelor on Hinge, and also on Bagel Meets Bagel, which is not the same as Bagel Meets Cream Cheese. It's just an offshoot of just 2 bagels in a bag together, not having sex. So why did you ask that? So basically Hannah's like, I said that because you did say that. And Jordan's like, oh, great. I introduced you to all my friends, everyone. I introduced you to Jules, I introduce you to Louis Gossett Jr., to Delta Burke, and this is how you're going to tell me, how you're going to do me? You're going to tell me I can't be in the house? That's just vile.
Yeah, he's mad. He's like, how dare she bring this about me? I'm the one who brought her here in the first place. I'm like, you were the one who got demoted to friend of, and she's the one that got hired in your place, sir.
Yeah, that's okay. The real issue here.
Yeah, so don't be mad at her. Be mad at casting and the audience that was disgusted by your fucking compulsive lying and your gross sex shit.
Yeah.
You're gross. So then Hannah's like, well, I understand where he's coming from, because like, I wouldn't want my friends hanging out with my ex either, but he didn't do the house this summer, so.
Yeah, so sorry. So
Jules, we're still under the impression. I mean, we know the show's obviously a TV show or whatever, but the setup is that each one of them pays a certain amount to be in the house.
Right.
So they're also, and now we know this isn't true because I read a Facebook thread that Hannah went on some podcast and said that it wasn't true, and that, you know, no one has to pay for the house, obviously.
Yeah.
But the setup is that they all pay a piece of the house, and so those are the real roommates, and the rest of them are just friends of. So, yeah, if you're not paying your part of the house, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, you don't get to just come here.
Exactly, and that's why it's also later on. It's like, how the fuck dare these people say this? Like, if she's putting in her money in her portion of the house, how the fuck they'd say, like, we got to kick her out? Like, no, she put in her money, okay? But either way, Jules then pulls aside Jordan, and she's like, can I have a conversation with you? So I know that you texted Hannah and Paige and asked them to pick sides. And he's like, no, I didn't say that at all. I can show you. Look, this is what I texted. I said, listen, I found a great cupcake recipe on Pinterest. I have the text right here. I'm going to pull it up. Let me pull it up. I don't have it, actually. I must have. I think NSA. Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah, he was doing this. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. Last thing I need to do is like my 19th dead. Jordan fantasy story.
I'm sorry. I thought you were dead. But yeah, he's doing that thing where he's like, go ahead. And, you know, if you need me to prove it to you, I'll read the text. She's like, go ahead. And then, of course, he can't do it. Like, he totally got caught in his own bluff. And she's like, oh, you don't have it because you deleted it. That's why. And she's like, and then Paige back inside is like, I love a receipt, so let me pull that up. And she reads it to us. Like, here's some cliff notes for your girls' dinner tomorrow. Jules is boring, and she's always complaining, and she never has anything deep to talk about.
Yeah. Now I really need you two to go to bat for me tomorrow, please. So then it cuts to Jordan back talking to Jules, saying, I delete messages all the time. It's a natural behavior for me. That's why I don't have any text messages. See? No text messages. Oh, look, there's yours. It reappeared. Don't look at it. I'm deleting it again. Oh, that was an accident.
And she's like, for you to treat me that way. He goes, oh, I introduced you to all my friends and invited you to this house. Oh, I treated you so bad, didn't I? And Jules is like, excuse me, but Hannah is the one who invited me into this house. I honestly feel bad for you. I am done wasting my time here. And she gets up and goes off to the kitchen.
Yeah, and she goes in the kitchen and goes, guys, he's comical. He's actually very entertaining. If he had an Apple Pay terminal, I would pay to see his show. But he doesn't have it. So anyway, Puffy sleeps.
And Amanda's like, he's coming back because he doesn't want you talking without him knowing what you're saying. I'm like, also, because it's like kind of natural to come inside once you've been outside. But okay. so he comes
maybe
inside.
Maybe he heard that there was a 10-story high cake in the kitchen and wanted to see it with his own eyes.
Yeah, maybe he heard Tyne Daly was in there in a bikini just waiting for his sexual prowess to return. So Amanda's like, what's going on now, guys? And Jordan goes, oh, gotta poop.
Charming. So then Carl and Kyle come back, and Kyle is very mad that there are not Greek letters up on the house yet. He's like, is this house send? Is this house send? I'm like, oh, we got so far in this season without having to bring up send it, send it.
Yeah, this is this whole like Greek letters party is really sad to me. Like,
yeah,
maybe it's because it's on at the same time as Vanderpump Rules, as it usually is. But it's like you guys are too old. Like, you're 40. I'm reverting to my old Vanderpump Rules thing where every response I have is you're 40. Okay?
40. So Carl is very happy. He's like, I sold, we sold 40 cases. Yeah, everybody that came tasted it and bought one. And they look great, by the way, just so you know. They look great tonight. So, yeah.
That was an angle. Whatever that means. That was an angle. Everyone bought a case. That was an angle.
And I was like, this isn't Freddy enough. Okay, fast forward. Yeah. So then he's walking around telling everyone, this isn't Baking House. This is Frat House.
Yeah, and he's like, let's turn this place into a frat house, not Martha Stewart's. And Kyle's like, I went to college in 2001 when hazing was cool. And Paige, she just goes, 2001? I was in fourth grade. Oh my god, you're so old. Subscribe and like to my age right here below. Thanks.
And then we find out where they all pledge, brah. Because of course they did.
Well, this is where I've got some fun, special, extra stuff here. So Carl said he pledged at Fiji at Syracuse. And I was like, you know, I know people at Syracuse. I want to find out about Carl's frat. So I texted my friend, Sherry, who went to Syracuse. And by the way, Sherry's...
Love her berries.
Actually, though, this is sort of related to that. So Sherry's husband, Chris, is a chocolatier in the Bay Area, and he has a small business that's being massively affected by everything that's going on. So I want to give a shout out to Chris and his if anyone wants to order chocolates, they're still doing online ordering. It's collarchocolates.com, K-O-L-L-A-R chocolates.com, Chris Collar. Just giving a shout out to his friend's husband, because why not? Because people are hurting. And we did say, by the way, a few weeks ago, like, if you have a small business, definitely, like, let us know, because we're going to try to help out people who are having hard times. But that being said, now that everyone's got their chocolates, so I asked Sherry, I was like, what was the deal with Fiji? And she's like, let me check with my sorority friends. So first she checked with her sorority friends, and this is the first text is this. She goes, okay, Fiji, we remember as being sort of random, dorky guys, but random, LOL. So I was like, okay, that's perfect. And then Sherry actually has a cousin who's going there at this moment. So she texted her cousin, and this is what her cousin said about Fiji. He goes, ha ha ha, they don't have a good reputation on campus, a bottom tier house. They let all the freshmen in the first few nights of the semester, and no other houses stoop that low to make money. That's more common for house parties on Euclid or clubs. They were living in Zeta Psi's house until it reclaimed last semester, and after Theta Tau fell from grace, Fiji took over their house. Haven't heard anything about them since. So,
oh, Carl's, there you go.
That's Carl's frat. Yes, I did take the time to investigate Carl's frat, because this is what life is like in coronavirus.
Yeah, well, I'm a page. She's like, I just made friends on my own. Actually, I'm not even a page. I'm just like, why would I go to college if I'm already doing theater at it? Okay, I will save the student debt. Thank you.
I like that when Kyle asks, so who here is pledged? Jordan raised his hand, and Kyle goes, I highly doubt that. And then Luke goes, I played hockey. I was doing something much, much cooler.
And Amanda's like, Delta, what'd she say? Delta Gamma?
I didn't write down anyone else's, because at that point I was like in a frenzy of researching Fiji. And by the way, I should say, since people in glass frat houses shouldn't throw rocks, I should say that I was a member of SIGEP, and my fraternity has been kicked off campus and derecognized, and we were the nice guys. So listen, I get it. I get it, Carl, bro.
Saturday's for the bro. Gents.
Yeah.
So Jules echoes my thoughts. She's like, bro, you're almost 40. You're not in a fraternity anymore. Let's reel it in a little. Bring it down.
And then we get the shots of them TPing trees, which, again, twice in 1 week on Bravo, especially during toilet paper mania, it's difficult.
Yeah. So Luke and Hannah are flirting in the kitchen later, and Hannah's shaking her boobies, and Luke's like, stop shaking your boobs, Hannah. She's like, stop staring at him. So then Paige is like, I have a serious question, and I don't mean to put you on the spot. Is Yelena coming to our party, you dirtbag piece of crap? And he's like, no. She's like, damn it.
Okay, then like and subscribe down below. Thanks for this conversation, Luke. Bye.
Hey, everybody. Luke's outfit is actually cheaper than anybody's I've ever met. Like and subscribe.
The way that Luke saves money on his outfits is that he doesn't have sleeves. Okay, like and subscribe for that tip.
So later in the kitchen, they're making pizza dough. And Paige is like, we need to tell Kyle. Basically, Jules and Jordan are fighting. Why do you need to tell Kyle?
Yeah.
Okay? This is all Paige is doing, okay? So I hope that Jules is getting her sweet, sweet revenge on Paige somewhere in this world.
And by the way, Jules and Jordan's fight is no more intense than any fight than Kyle and Amanda have ever had, let alone Carl and Lindsay. They're just like,
yeah.
Jules and Jordan are bickering. They had a private conversation off to the side. It's like, they're like, sort of like, it's sort of at the level of, and that's about it. There's no yelling. There's no storming around. There's no stomping about. So either way, they tell Kyle, and he's like, that's not how this fucking works.
Well, so, Paige says they both want the other one kicked out of the house, but Jules didn't say that he had to be kicked out of the house.
I guess last week
when she said, get out of here, and he slept on the couch, but he's obviously back again this weekend, so she's not kicking him out of the house.
And where's the empathy for Jules? Jules is the one who was into Jordan, and Jordan was the one who suddenly decided he didn't like her anymore, and then went around, told everyone before her that he didn't like her anymore, and then, like, made her look like an idiot while she had her, like, you know, her little handcuffs and was going to do a whole thing. She was all excited. Blindsides her. Isn't she allowed to be mad? Why is she not allowed to be mad?
Well, Jordan's just like blatantly using her to get, you know, have a place on the show still.
Yes.
And then he was using her to like make up some stupid drama that he could tell his friends about so he could seem interesting to his friends, you know, because he's so lame. And now he's trying to use her again for more drama the next week, and it's going to blow up in his little face. So Kyle's like, that's not how this works. You don't get people to gang up. Everyone missed this week is fun. It's fratty.
It's like the definition of ganging up is fratty.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, he's like, if we're going, it's like somehow this weekend translated into them thinking that if we're going to pledge this fraternity, there's only room for one. I'm like, yeah, fraternities are exclusive like that. That's actually something that happens quite often. They're only going to take one or two people, or like 30 as opposed to all 50. You know. Point is this: so, it does, the logic doesn't track. The logic doesn't track, and I'm really pissed at how Jules is getting thrown under the bus in this situation by Jordan and the whole house.
Yeah. So then the gang is talking in the bedroom on a bed. They're having like a house meeting without Jules, Danielle, and Jordan. And so Paige is like, we need to talk because I feel like she wants us to kick him out and he wants us to kick her out. And Carl's like, what?
40 cases. That's an angle.
Yeah, 40 cases. I'll just have a Simply PB shake right now. Thank you. So Kyle starts, like, he's complaining about who knows what. I barely even wrote it down. And Amanda's like, Kyle, you're not a good whisperer. He's like, I know. I would have been a horrible librarian. And Amanda just goes, Kyle, like, maybe when what we thought was a joke was actually bringing up some sort of dark memory of like a time when Amanda wanted Kyle to be a librarian. And she's like, Kyle, I thought we were over that. Okay, let's not open up old librarian wounds.
And the rest of the cast is like,
like, that librarian joke really got you guys, huh?
They loved it. And Carl and Carl's like, they need to work through their shit. It's disrespectful to us that they can't figure out their shit. Says the guy who every single season causes and is embroiled in the biggest drama in the house.
Yeah. So Paige is like, let's tell him. And Anna says, well, it's kind of hypocritical because Carl fights with Lindsay. And Kyle's like, yeah, but he's not trying to make us choose sides. Well, no one has tried to make you choose sides, okay?
Yeah.
This is all still just from Paige.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's remember that this is all still from Paige. And when we actually know what the text says, it does not say pick sides. It says, it would be nice if you guys had my back.
That's right. That is exactly right.
So, I'm blaming Paige. I like Paige, but Paige is dead wrong on this one.
Yeah. Well, so Hannah's now saying that she feels bad because she invited Jules when, you know, she's originally Jordan's friend, so she feels like she played a part in it, which she did. But Hannah's like, listen, you know, I know that everyone hates Jordan, but he's my little crazy weirdo friend with erectile dysfunction and weird stories about... I can't even think. Meredith Baxter Bernie.
It's like, who cares? Look, I'm going to prove this by showing you that later in the very near future, Jordan is going to lick a donkey's tongue or a goat's tongue. Okay? So he's worth it. He's worth it. So then Kyle's like, has anyone here even connected with Jules? Be honest. Be honest. Anybody? Does anybody even like her? And Paige is like, well, I have, like, on everyday stuff. Like, oh, my God, I was just wearing that dress, and now you're wearing that dress. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's nice to have a fan. It's nice to have a fan. Luke goes, what are you connecting on? Instagram? Which was... so funny and so true.
I was wondering what he said. I rewound it like three times because I couldn't understand what he said. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that makes more sense because she's like,
we've connected. And he goes, what, on Instagram?
She's like, I'm going to cut off your penis. She's like, well, we haven't gotten deeper. And everyone, I'm just going to keep talking. And please ignore the fact that I have a small lover boy stain on my chest right now.
And Carl's like, well, look, I removed myself from a summer house 5 years ago. Like, it just wasn't the right fit. Like, you probably got kicked out for fucking everybody in there, Kyle. Like, Carl, what are you trying to pull here?
Exactly. So now Carl wants to kick them both out. It's like, get them both out. Get them both out. Get them both out. And so now Kyle wants to kick them out. He wants to kick them out tonight. And everyone's like, oh, tonight? And then, finally, Paige is a voice of reason. Is like, I mean, I think this is a mean thing. Okay? And, like, mean is not in right now, so sorry, but that's my fashion tip for today.
even though I started it. Even though I started this entire thing. Yeah. And Amanda's like, I agree. Let's see how the weekend goes and we'll decide Sunday. So then in the kitchen, Carl is like, Jules is like at the sink.
Yeah, wow, by the way, during all this, Jules has been wandering around the house. Jules is the worst detective of all time, by the way. She's been wandering around the house trying to figure out where everyone is. She's like, Jules, there are like six rooms in the house. Listen for the room that has all the voices in it.
It's like the detective show where they never find out anything.
Yeah.
Like every episode ends on, well, I don't know, so we'll try again next time.
She's basically like the police officer in Tiger King. She's like, well, I don't know, I couldn't find anything, so I don't know.
Murder, she kind of thought, maybe.
Murder, she sketched out.
Yeah, murder, she could never prove, really.
Murder, she penned on a cocktail napkin that she lost place of.
So, in the kitchen, Jules is, like, doing something at the sink, and Carl comes in and he gets a drink and he's like, I am so excited because Sarah's coming to the party. And Jules goes, oh, cheers, Carl! And she reaches out her glass to cheers him and he just ignores her and drinks. Like,
what an asshole.
What an asshole. This guy's such a fucking asshole. What an asshole. God.
So rude. And he's mean to her the whole episode. He and Kyle are so mean to her. So then it's like flashes of things going on, and we hear Carl saying, yeah, so I spoke to Austin and Shep, they're in Sag Harbor, so I invited them to the party, yeah. I'm like, oh god. Like, just when this couldn't get any douchier, it's going to go to the next level.
Yep. So the guys go out, and Paige and Amanda decorate a cake.
There's this really random part because they do the montage of them being like, we're going to sell them to social. And they're all like dancing and like having fun. And then there's this like one shot from like Hannah's cell phone. It's like a selfie of Hannah, but it's like sideways and it goes on for like 5 seconds. Like just like lingers and she's just staring at the camera like, well, yes, this is sort of my profile. But it's also not oriented. Like they didn't fix the orientation. So it's just like Hannah's head, close up on Hannah's head, sideways on TV for like 5 very long seconds.
They're like, yeah, concentrate on Hannah's terrible iPhone orientation this week on Summer House.
I was like, did the editors just give up? They're like, we don't have anything to put in here. Let's do that really strange shot of Hannah.
Do we got any more footage of that cake decorating? No. Nope. All right, just keep it on Hannah's head for a few seconds.
Has Amanda fallen off that ladder while she's frosting the top tier of that cake yet? No. Okay, let's get some of that Hannah. Let's get some of that Hannah stuff.
So the boys are dancing to bongos, and Carl's like, oh, Jordan, you got any moves? Got any moves? Got any moves? Got any moves? Hey, look, you're not the stupid hat club. Yeah, Luke, you're my bra now. Both stupid hats.
Yeah. They all come back from partying, and Hannah and Luke go to the hot tub. And Luke's like, hey, Hannah, can I kiss you? Can I kiss you? And she's like, well, you shouldn't. But you can. Suck it, Yelena! I win! I win, Yelena!
And Paige and Amanda are talking, and Paige is like, Harry likes role-playing, and the role-playing is that we don't know each other.
It's sort of like me and Carl last year.
Which is that Reese Witherspoon movie, Three Christmases. Really enjoyed. What a great film. So Luke and Hannah are doing the whole like, should we bone? He says, I just really want to have sex with you, Hannah. And she's like, okay. And he's like, but we shouldn't. Give me a week. Look at me. I'm serious. I'm gonna figure shit out with Yelena this week. So let's just keep this bullshit going for one more week. All right.
Listen, I need another week to finalize the lyrics to my love song to you called Coyote Wearing Boots. Coyote, why you wearing boots? There is no snow, because it's summer in the Hamptons, Coyote.
Paul sues him for copyright infringement. So it's bedtime now, and Kyle comes home wasted, you know, as always. Yeah. And he's leaning on Amanda, and she's like, oh my god, Kyle, look at this partnership. I'm using you as a pillow, and you're using me as, like, a chair, which now that I think about it, is actually hugely unfair, Kyle. Yeah.
By the way, also, did they ever eat the cake on this episode that she was making, that tower of cake? Or is she saving it for after the party, do you think?
It's for the party. It hasn't been the party yet.
I know, but did they eat it at the party? Because there's a lot of attention on that cake. Okay, fine.
I don't know.
I just got really bothered really quickly.
I love you.
Thank you. So meanwhile, outside, Hannah and Luke jump into the pool, and Amanda and Paige are in bed, and they're like, that's Hannah and Luke. Should we spy on them? They're like, yeah. So they immediately go out to the balcony and like totally spy on them. And it's basically Hannah and Luke are kissing, and Paige is like, oh my God. I don't know what spell he puts on her, but she crumbles for him, and I just don't get it. Oh, I just remembered he's a male model. Got it. Never mind.
And then the next morning, Jordan's sleeping on the couch and covering his face. Like, he's afraid of getting sunspots from, I don't know, regular lights. So he's, like, covering himself on the couch, and Jules just walks up and looks at him really closely and then like, just walks off.
She's like, was I really trying to get kinky with this guy? This, like, overgrown locust on the couch?
Yeah. And the music stops while she's staring at him. She's like... Okay, and goes into the kitchen. So now it's time to get ready for the party. And Luke and Hannah go drive to the liquor store because that's their thing. Yeah. And they talk about their relationship more, which is like non-existent.
Yeah.
I love these shows. It's like, let's talk about the state of our relationship since last night.
Yeah. And then really such a glorious scene happens next. We see Carl sort of like doing his weird thing when he's like on the phone in the backyard. He does this sort of like this aimless ambling with his feet. He's sort of like a sleepy giraffe, you know. He gets on the phone and he starts sort of migrating around in weird circles and stuff. He's like, hey, Sarah, listen, Saturdays are for the gents, but it's also for Sarah. And I was just wondering when you're going to be here for our big weekend party date fun time. And she's like, listen, I got a lot going on and I can't make it out. And I was like, yes. Oh, I love that she fed him. Such a bullshit line. Just like the most bullshitty, like almost as good as I've got to do my hair. Like it was so good. I've got a lot going on. Just as cliche as they come. So perfect for Carl.
Yeah. She's got classes in the morning, brah. And he's like, listen. I'm going to tell you the same thing I told those 40 cases. All right. Sold. That's my angle. But he's like, yeah, don't feel bad. Don't want to add more to your plate. And she's like, okay, bye. And clicks. And so he
you look great, by the way. You look great. Oh, damn it. I didn't get that one in.
Damn it.
Yeah, he's like,
so he calls my weekend. Kyle over. And he's like, come on. New York to the Hamptons is like a 3-hour drive. Like, clearly she knew before this conversation she wasn't coming. So unless you have a helicopter, I don't know about my weekend's ruined.
Cut to Sarah in a helicopter being like, fuck you, I do have one. And I'm going to Montauk instead. So yeah, now like, Carl starts to drink.
I was really excited, bro. I was really excited.
Oh, I loved that happened. It made me so, so happy. And I was so proud of her because I had such high hopes for her after she walked out of Carl's date. And then when she seemed to then be okay with flirting with him again, I was like, no, Sarah, no. And so for her to do that was just like a great moment for women. I just loved it.
I don't know. Give this show time.
Yeah.
So Carl has been hurt by a woman, which means he's going to go hurt another woman. That's pretty much how Carl rolls on this show. He's like, well, someone's pissed me off, so I'm going to go piss off a woman.
Yeah, right. That's what I got to do as a man. So then upstairs, Amanda's writing some bullshit on Kyle's back, some stupid thing like it's my birthday or whatever. And Kyle's telling us, yeah, my heart breaks for Carl. He's had just shitty luck with every single girl he's ever tried to date. He has not had shitty luck. He has ruined every relationship. He has undermined it. He has like sabotaged it. It's not shitty luck. It's like shitty participation.
No kidding. God just responded. Did you hear that? Jeez.
What happened?
The house. There's some thunder outside. It's crazy.
Wow.
It's like, boom! Yeah, Carl hasn't had bad luck. Carl has had a shitty
bad
personality.
Teeth.
Okay?
Yeah.
Bad teeth. So then Amanda's like writing stuff on Carl's back. And he's like, yo, I'm so sad. And he goes, God, I'm getting love handles. And she goes, yeah. So then Danielle gets a makeup on herself that looks like poop.
Yes.
Which is so Danielle. That's so on brand for Danielle.
And then outside, Carl is now venting his frustration at everyone. So basically, up on the balcony, Luke and Hannah are trying to hang the letters that say send in sort of Greek letters-esque. And they're trying to line it up. So Jordan is sitting on a chair helping them line it up. And Carl walks by and he's like, Jordan, dude, like, fucking do something. Just fucking do something. Why are you lying there? Why help out? There's, like, garbage inside. There's trash. Just, like, do something. Do something, Jordan.
Yeah, he's like, I am helping. He's like, get up, but I am.
And I have to add this little part with Jules and Danielle, just because it's important later when I start screaming and yelling at Paige.
Please.
She's like, so what's going to happen with you and Jordan? And Jules is like, honestly, I just want to be cool. So,
and she's like, so you're just going to sweep it under the rug? And she's like, yeah. And she goes, because you don't want to ruin the dynamic in the house. And she's like, yeah.
So Jules has already, like, let this go. You know, she had every right to say something to Jordan because he was trying to start shit behind her back. And then she let it go, and she's been cool. She didn't cry like the rest of your asses would do, okay?
Yes.
She didn't pull a Lindsay and cry for 3 fucking weeks about it and make every single scene about it.
Or Amanda and Kyle, who scream at each other and throw pillows across the living room and then make it odd and awkward, you know, when they all go to a vineyard and eat bad cheese plates. No.
Yeah, and this is even more obnoxious coming from Kyle and Amanda, because back in the day, back in when it was the other cast, I think a lot of the problem that happened there, and this was obviously just hearing stuff from different people back then, but was that Stephen and the twins and who was their other friend, like in their little gang? I guess
it was Stephen and the twins and Danielle and Lindsay. They were all kind of like a group.
They were all trying to conspire to get Kyle and Lindsay. No,
Kyle
and Amanda kicked out of the house
because
they were so boring, and you know everything was about them all the time. Their stupid relationship, they were really boring, and blah 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 blah. And so they've been victims of this shit before. You know,
and don't
so
forget the beginning of last season when Kyle had to wrote like a 30-page manifesto because everyone was. Remember, they were cropping Amanda out of photos, which I think was actually the beginning of season. It happened. It started in season 2, but I think in season 3, the way it opened was
last season. Yeah,
right. Was that too? Where they were actively like cropping Amanda out of photos, and then they had to have this moment.
Yeah, making her feel unwanted and doing all this mean shit against them, you know. And now they turned into the bullies, and it's bullshit. You know, yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah, I really feel bad for Jules.
Yeah. So then, Kyle's like, "Look at this slide I got. It's major. Some kid was supposed to have it for his birthday party, and I was like, I'll give you more." That's like, great. Wow, so you just robbed a kid of some joy. Congratulations. I know.
So that way you could like try to recapture the prime of your life.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah, seriously. That slide, if you're a child, that slide would have been amazing. Although, to be fair, if a parent is getting that huge slide for their kid in the Hamptons, the kid is going to be a monster anyway. So maybe Kyle did the kid a favor. But either way, I also have to say, I thought it was funny that after Carl was just like railing on Jordan like a dad and telling him to like pick up trash, because that's, by the way, Carl's favorite thing is to like take out the trash. Remember, I think there was one season where it was like every episode he was announcing, oh, I'm taking out the trash. I'm taking out the trash, everyone.
Because that's what shitty men do to try and show everybody that they're good men, because that's all people want is men taking out trash. Ooh.
It's like, who do you think you are, a cast member of Rock? No. So Amanda is like, because that was a show about garbage men, everyone. Little deep cut into the Fox sitcom universe. Anyway, so Amanda is like, so after Carl's like yelling, Amanda's like, God, if one blonde chick's not here, the whole world's got to come to an end. That's like, exactly.
Yeah. So everybody, is this where everybody's just getting ready or whatever?
Yeah, well, Danielle FaceTimes Lindsay now. And Lindsay's like, hi. And she's like, oh, wow, Tulum looks great on you. Yeah, just had my first beheading. Yes. With El Guapo.
She's like, you look so much lighter.
That's because you're only talking to my head, Danielle. It's on a train.
So she tells them that everybody's trying to kick out Jules and Jordan. And Lindsay's like, oh my God, I miss everything.
And then she just gives duck lips. She just gives like emergency duck lips.
Lindsay's like my niece. She's like my 9-year-old niece talking on FaceTime. It's like, are you even listening to me? No, you're just making faces at yourself in the camera. You know, that's all Lindsay does. She sits there and stares at herself in the camera.
That's true. Yeah, because she was fully doing duck lips. I'm like, Lindsay, you're not taking a selfie right now. You're talking to Danielle.
So then everybody's getting ready, and there's, I don't like know, animals, some orgy goats, joke.
Goats.
Yeah, so then they get goats.
And pony. Yeah. Yeah, goats come, and there's a pony. You know, all the girls are like, Paige's face is like, oh my God. I love a pony. It's like a horse for less. Love it. Great tip.
Discount horses. Thanks. Like and subscribe.
Get a full horse look for a fraction of the price with a pony. Thanks. Like and subscribe.
Goatless.
So Kyle is getting his ass spanked red. And then the big douches come in. Shep, Craig. Well, I like Shep. Craig. But I almost said Shep. That was Shep. Craig, so Shep, yeah. And Craig. And Austin come in.
Yeah, they look wasted, by the way. They are haggard. They're haggard and sweaty and like wet and just rumpled.
Yeah, that's like the end of a very long journey. You know, yeah. It's like they walked here from Charleston. And the music, they get their own theme music. It's like, I've got money.
Yeah.
And it's so like, they come in, and of course, you know, they're friends with these fucking douchebags. And
Austin's talking like this now.
Austin has been screaming for 3 hours straight.
Good to see ya. He's like, no, now.
Yeah, what happened to Austin? God.
I made an octopus.
Yeah, so Shep is like, gosh, let's say hi to Carl. Carl, where's Carl? And Austin's like, yeah, where's Carl? Carl, 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 Carl.
And Austin's like, you look good. Yeah, why don't you got a wife yet? Oh, yeah, feeling those boobies.
And Carl's like, 6 years ago, I was in a bar in New York, and I met Shep, and then the boys, and we hit it off to life.
to life, l'chaim. So,
we're live.
By the way, there was so much going on. There was a lot of like cross cutting. There's a lot of footage of Carl leading the goats to it. She's like, he's like, we gotta lead the goats. Put the goats in the tennis court. Yeah, yeah. Hey, little goatee, come over here. Come over here, little goatee. Goatee. Hey, little goatee. And she's see this goat. She's just like,
sorry, I got a lot going on. Can't go in the tennis court. Sorry, have fun.
I'm sorry, I cannot hang out with you this weekend. I have a couple of classes to teach in the morning.
Hey, goat, you look great, by the way. You look great. Just to let you know, goat, you look great. Hey, goat, put your weight on me.
Never taking you out again on a Wednesday, goat. Telling you that now.
Yeah, I'm just like working on myself, you know? I'm just trying to keep it honest, goat.
Yeah, but you led me on. You do not so want to see me activated.
So then Jules is trying really hard to talk to anybody, but everybody's blowing her off. So she walks up to Kyle. She's like, what's up, Kyle? And he's like, hey. And then he keeps head-banging and ignoring her.
He does that thing where he's like, he's pretending like he's so drunk and distracted. He's like, sort of like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he just sort of like wanders away to go talk to the more famous Southern Charm people. And then,
yeah, like the guy in the mullet wig, the try hard 40-year-old in a mullet wig is ignoring you. This is bad.
Yeah.
This is bad.
So Jules, she's like, I can't find anyone. And she's doing that thing where she's walking in circles in the house again, even though everyone is like blatantly in the backyard or in their rooms. But she's like, I can't find anyone, guys.
Worst detective in the world.
So Paige and the girls are upstairs and they're like, oh my God, let's make a speech.
Like, everybody is going to go on the balcony and then we're going to make a speech, okay? Let's just make sure Jules isn't here.
So they go out on the speech, on the balcony to make this speech. And poor Jules. They just show Jules watching from below. Like,
yeah.
And I read in a Facebook thread that Jules actually was up on the balcony, but they cut her out of the shot and made it look like she was down on the ground looking sad. But that sounds crazy to me.
Yeah, because she was looking up, I thought. And what was even worse is that Paige goes, the princesses of the house are speaking, which then implies that Jules doesn't even have royalty. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, poor Jules. So Amanda's like, that's what it sounds like.
and then she starts saying, I've just got one thing to say. toga, toga, Kyle, toga, toga. And then they start pouring, like, beer or something from the balcony. And, like, we've been watching Tiger King, and it was literally like when they lower meat into the tiger cages. All the guys just, like, run up to that beer and just stick their heads in it. Just, like, trying to slurp it up and growling and clawing each other away.
I know. I was actually thinking of Tiger King during this part, too, because they just brought all those goats and animals in. And I'm like, well, how is this not animal abuse? You know, they're just using these animals for their and it's cleaning person abuse because now they're just this is a rental. You know, people have to come clean this fucking toilet paper off the trees and stuff.
And how about all the goat shit on the tennis court?
How are I am offended. I'm so mad. OK, so then
Hannah's probably challenging the ghost to tennis as we speak. She's like, oh, you're going to be on the tennis court? OK, well, guess what? I'm super competitive with Yelena and goats. OK, tennis. Here we go, goat.
Roger. So Amanda's like, has she told you about they're talking to some random friend of theirs. And she's like, has Hannah told you about Luke? She likes him. Are you guys fucking 10 years old? What the hell with this show? So then Paige and Hannah are talking. Paige pulls her aside. She's like, come sit here. We were just talking about you because, like, I just want you to know that you probably like Luke. Like, it's crazy. Like, you don't hang out with people if you don't like them. And you went out on a Sunday night. Paige has, like, all these weird judgments about what night to do things.
She's like, let's be honest. It was 7:13 p.m. I mean, 7:13. Come on.
On a Sunday.
On a Sunday. Okay.
The Lord's Day. She's like a judgmental day of the person, day of the week kind of a person.
Oh, my goodness. So Hannah's like, let's be honest. I love spending time with him, and I do have feelings for him. But can we wrap this up? Because there's a goat that wants a rematch on the tennis court, and I got to do that right now.
So then Luke comes over and he's like, what's up, ladies? Huh? Anybody want to go try and drill a hole in that tennis court and catch some fish under it? And Hannah's like, Luke, I like you, but sometimes you have to let me spend time with my friends. And Paige's like, yeah, we need to work out a schedule, me and you, because we have joint custody now.
Emergency transmission just came into the Watcher Crappens feeds from Old Queen at the bar. Amanda... We literally as it's so funny, just as we're speaking about this, Amanda...
Please don't say she has corona, I can't.
No, this is not a serious transmission. This pertains to exactly what we're talking about. Okay. Amanda posted on her IG story and then deleted, it's a photo of the women on the balcony, and it's all the girls, including Jules, on the balcony, and then Amanda goes, her caption is, looks like we didn't actually leave Jules out after all. So there.
Oh, so see, I told you. Listen, I always trust my Facebook feeds.
Wow. So thank you to the old queen at the bar who texted that. That was great. That was great.
Wow, that's like instant gratification, isn't it? It's like, well, I heard a theory that it's like,
I know. I was like, how did this happen? This is amazing.
It's the sound of the old queen of the bar news.
Oh, I was like,
yeah.
I was like, is that Bethany having an orgasm?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done.
Right there.
Like you can try to get there. Are you gonna do it? Okay, this is a crisis. This is a crisis. Oh my god, it's a crisis. It's a crisis.
Okay, so then Craig is kind of, I don't know, flirting, but he's talking to Jules, probably about pillows.
Yeah.
And he's like, hi. And she's like, thanks for coming.
He's like, cool. Does anyone have any scotch tape? I broke another finger holding a knife in the room before.
I make pillows for a living, and even I'm bored of you. So she like walks in the house alone and sad.
I have a question about the summer house. What happens in the winter? Does it disappear?
So Carl calls Sarah, and there's no answer. He's like, damn it, What and part then, of she's busy, don't you get, stalker?
Yeah, exactly. And then a guy, one of Carl's friends, is like, so Carl, who you fucking tonight? And he's like, nobody. I mean, no. I mean, I asked someone to come, but...
So then Austin. Austin. Like, hey, Hannah! can't even, I don't even want to talk like Austin, because you know what? It's not worth it. I'm doing a live opera tonight.
Do you think that Austin was, and we're going to circle back to what you just said about a live opera. Do you think Austin, is triggered by Kyle having a somewhat successful launch for his beverage? Unlike Trop Hop.
God. Yeah, no kidding. Austin sees someone actually doing work. It's like, whoa, that's crazy. Wasn't that hard?
He's like, how did you get your mom to do all this for you? He's like, ah.
So, that's true. That's a very good point.
So Austin's like, so Anna, so what does your necklace say? Butters? She's like, no, it's butter. That's my cat. You got 30 minutes to talk. And he's like, not sure if it's sarcastic. I don't think he knows how to deal with Anna, by the way.
Well,
he's
she's
like,
saying
not
it's
sure.
Butter, and Paige is like, it's her cat. And he's like, oh, what about it? And she's like, you want me to talk about Butters? Do you have 30 minutes for me to talk? Because it's going to take that long. I love my cat, basically. Yeah. And he's like, but Butters is from South Park. And she's like, it's not plural. He goes, I know. And she's like, are you flirting with me? Because you really suck at it. Like, who are you? What are you even doing right now? You're wasting my time.
Do you know how alarming it is?
With a goat going on, all right?
It's so alarming to be hit on by Fozzie Bear, you know? And he's like, and he goes, what the hell did you say to me? I'm like, excuse me, sir. And she goes, are you flirting with me? He goes, maybe I need a New York girl, huh? I'm like, ew, maybe you need a muzzle.
Yeah, keep whatever strain you're carrying where you're from. And aren't you dating Madison, by the
way? Yeah, yeah, what about that? And so Hannah's like, I don't think you could handle a New York girl. And finally, thankfully, Luke comes into cock block. Of course, Austin stands no chance next to Luke. Luke is pretty much just the biggest, like, he could just cock block anyone on Bravo and just succeed.
Yeah, and Anna does not, oh God, please say that Hannah did not hook up with Austin. Please.
Please. I think that, like, Austin was on her podcast.
Oh, he's got such wet, gross, thin lips that never stop moving. Please.
Yeah.
George so Washington Luke's like, by the way, hi, look at my braid. It was a rat tail, and now it's a horse tail, and I'm way hotter than this weird guy whose mouth won't stop moving. So there's that. It's like, you want my attention? Because, like, am I allowed to make out with a guy, or are you just going to cock block me?
He's like, listen, I'm just a nice Midwestern male model hockey coach who makes jewelry. I'm just trying to live my life and figure things out. Hey, guess what? Now it's a giraffe tail. Yeah, look, it's longer now.
And Paige is like, look, Luke is really good because he's made everyone think he's just this nice Midwestern guy. But in reality, he knows exactly what he's doing.
Isn't that what being a
very nice Midwestern guy while he's getting laid?
Yeah. I was like, isn't that what being a nice Midwestern guy is? Is knowing exactly that you're going to use that charm to have sex with women?
Yeah. Well, people are saying, too, like, what's the difference? Why is everybody always all over Kyle when Luke is doing the same thing? And I don't think that Luke's doing the same thing at all. He's being honest and upfront about it and dating multiple people at a time. Like, how is that different from what everybody does?
He's also so much better.
People at a time?
He's also so much better at the flirting, right? Like, Carl's is so canned. You feel like he pulls out the same lines, because he does. We see it season after season. Like, when he says, by the way, you look great tonight, just saying. By the way. Like, he pulls out the same lines season after season, and it's just canned and gross. Whereas Luke is like pretty, he's a really good flirt. Like, you know, Hannah will say something and he like responds exactly to that in like a very flirty, sexy way. So
he is very smart though, because he answers everything in like a dad joke, and then you're like, oh my God, he could have my babies.
Yeah, you know? Also, Luke's a male model, so it works.
Yeah. So then Shep and Danielle are drinking from a bong, which is just so them.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I feel really good about what we just accomplished, Garsh. And Jules is like, where is everyone? And she's still walking around, not able to find anyone, which is at this point, yeah, it's just bad detective.
She's just like, you know, Inspector Cloisso. I can't even remember his name. Cloisso. Cloisso.
Cloisso.
Cloisso.
Inspector Cloisso?
The point is this, she's a terrible detective. So then outside, Kyle has to go to the bathroom, and Amanda, being the great girlfriend that she is, rather than let him walk 25 feet to the bathroom, she gives him a solo cup and shoves it up into his toga and is like, pee in the cup, Kyle, pee in the cup, Kyle. He's like, my dick's not in, pee in the cup, Kyle.
These are the people you're sad about not being friends with, by the way.
No, I said Amanda and Paige are the ones that I want. Not Amanda, I'm sorry. I meant Paige and Hannah are the ones that I want to be friends with.
No, I was talking to Jules.
Oh, Jules. Oh, okay.
Jules, yeah. These are the people you're worried about being friends with. They're
peeing on a cup.
So Jules.
Jules goes up to Carl and she's like, "Hey, Carl, I just don't know what's going on. I feel a bit weird." And he rolls his eyes. He's like, "What? What's weird?"
Yeah.
He goes, what do you have classes to teach in the morning?
He goes, if I can be transparent, which is really hard because I have all this hair, but people are talking about you because it's not good, okay? Jordan and you are literally torpedoing this entire fucking summer. It's ridiculous. What? What are you talking about?
That's just crazy.
How did they torpedo the entire summer? How many dinners have they ruined at whatever the Southampton Social? That's you and Lindsay.
How many roommates have they tried to beat up, Kyle? How many like coke rages have they gone into where they're just yelling and screaming at women? Really? So Jules is like, but I apologize, like, what's happening? And he goes, what's happening here is I don't want you in the house anymore. Done, period. It's done.
He's like, I don't want Jordan here. That's it. And then Jordan like appears out of nowhere and goes, what's happening? I was just in the middle of about giving anal to Connie Selica, and things were getting hot and heavy, and then I hear my name. What's happening?
He's like, you don't want me in the house? He's like, no, I don't. Neither one of you. Out. Done.
And Jules is like,
guys, geez. Like, no, done.
Jules like, are you joking right now? Are you joking right now, Carl?
What the fuck, Carl?
And Carl comes over and, like, of course, hugs Carl. Carl's like, come on, bro. Come on. Let me just support you over here in a hug, bro. And Carl's like, get the fuck out. Deuces. And he gives him deuces fingers. It's like, Carl, you are like the person in this house who's never been able to afford one fucking night here. Okay, you hanger-on piece of crap. Don't be mean to my little Jules. Okay?
Yeah, you're going to go and just be so mean to this girl who's new and is just trying to create relationships. And you're just going to be so rude and tell her that she's ruining the entire summer. It is so obnoxious. And it's also like a little scary. Like when you have like this big, tall guy and she's this little, like a younger, like not younger, but like she's like a physically smaller woman, that also is a dynamic that can be very, very uncomfortable and like problematic. And it's just like, what the fuck is wrong with you, sir? Sorry you didn't get laid by Sarah, the girl that you asked out while you were dating someone else. But no, it's Jules who's torpedoing the summer with her drama.
I think these are a bunch of people who weren't popular like in high school. Like Carl was probably not that popular in high school, and now he's like getting his chance to be like a mean popular kid.
Yeah. Well, don't forget he was in Fiji at Syracuse, which was a bottom tier fraternity.
I mean, you were even looked down on by Dasani, bitch. So.
Yeah. When people started raiding the stores, the only thing left on the shelves was Fiji. Fraternity.
And that brings us to the end of summer high season.
That was fun times. So you guys, please come join us later this evening for our Real Housewives of New York live streaming. Again, that's 7:30 Eastern for the IG live pre-show, and then at 8 o'clock we are moving on over to our Crappens on Demand streaming extravaganza. patreon.com/watchforcrappens. We're going to watchforcrappens.com. There's also information if you want more on our instagram.com/watchforcrappens. All that good stuff. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll by the way, if you missed the live stream, we will have it up on the podcast feed too, so don't worry about that also. Anyway, until next time, bye everyone.